USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A snowstorm expected to blanket much of the country this weekend is placing 65 million people under a weather advisory. The Southeast and Midwest are expected to get several inches of snow, while the Northeast is predicted to receive more than a foot. Russia is facing more U.S. sanctions over its ongoing assault on Ukraine. President Biden is calling for Congress to remove favored nation status, which makes it very hard for Russia to do business with the United States. As far as the progress that the Russians are making, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox News they are advancing in Kyiv.
That they have made progress in the last 24 hours in getting closer to Kyiv, and some of those advance elements over by the airport to the northwest of the city did move a little bit further down the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
While the economy is uncertain, possibilities to save money remain. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. Even in these trying times, a cash out refinance could be the light to your path. Home values are rising and interest rates are following. So don't hesitate to make a move to do a cash out refinance now.
Let us check some numbers and see if you could save or if it might make sense to hold tight. It starts with a phone call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We guarantee a thorough check of the numbers, the market, and your obligations to determine the best path. Give us a call at 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. For more than 20 years, we've helped families save, just like we'll help you too. Fellowship Home Loans, welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The Major League Baseball lockout is over, and that means spring training will begin ramping up this weekend in Arizona and Florida. MLB Network insider John Heyman, talked to the Today Show about how a full regular season will play out after the second longest labor dispute in league history.
They're going to squeeze in those games. They're going to play on the off days that have been scheduled. They're going to play at the end of the year. There's a little cushion built in. And at this point, because they didn't hit that first or second deadline, they're probably going to have to add a doubleheader or two.
A new Hill and Emerson College survey shows Andrew Cuomo has a decent shot of becoming the governor in New York again. Cuomo only trailing Governor Kathy Hochul by 4% in a hypothetical Democratic primary matchup. As Congress continues to debate the merits of daylight savings time, millions of Americans will set their clock ahead 1 hour Sunday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
As the nationwide average for gas across the country continues to set records, drivers for Lyft and Uber are struggling to make ends meet. Drivers Doing What They Can, a campaign aimed at getting ride-hailing apps to help drivers with fuel cost, has gathered more than 5,500 signatures on the organizing platform coworker.org. Benjamin Valdez drives for Lyft 3 days a week.
I was putting in probably around $60 for a full tank, and now it's climbed up to about $90, so it's getting up there. If I drive 200 miles, I'm spending $50 in gas, and if I make $150 to $200 in that night, I'm cutting at least one-third of my expense in gas alone.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, an annual event continues to draw praise and criticism. Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau explains.
An annual rattlesnake roundup in South Georgia recently changed the event this month to celebrate living snakes without skinning and butchering them, gaining praise from animal rights activists. In Texas, they do things a little bit different. Texas plans to do away with the deadly pests at the world's largest rattlesnake roundup this weekend in the Texas town of Sweetwater. Animal rights activists are calling it barbaric. Dennis Cumby, one of the organizers, says it's the biggest event in this town every year. It's very much a part of our culture.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.